And a community connection on the way next on 1400 K1, brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, a focus on art and the Bartlesville Art Association. This morning, I get to talk with president and co-chair of the spring show, Amy Jenkins. Cheryl Breidendolf also joining us this morning from the Art Association Board. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. We're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, you're welcome. It's an important event, and I commented on in the hallway just because I'll say it seemed to me as though both the prominence of the Art Association and also the people that I've found as members is growing, attributing it, I guess, originally just to your change of venue, as far as your change of headquarters, more people saying, oh, I really need to get involved with the Art Association. Is that a fair estimation?
Absolutely, Charlie. It's really grown since we moved from the Kitty Park area over to Price Tower. We're starting to see an increase in classes, membership, and it's been a really good move for us.
Well, I would think so. I mean, you've got a great facility now. You can get more classroom space and probably a more prominent location. I don't know if it's better parking or not, but I think the perception might be, closer parking to the building. I don't know maybe whether it's accurate or not, but that's a perception.
We're right in the downtown hub, and it's very accessible to people. The Price Tower is allowing us to use that building for free, and we're trying to take advantage of it. We're really enjoying that space.
And I'm sure more classes as a result of that increased interest in the Art Association as well.
There are. It's like a snowball effect. Once more people start coming and hearing about us, they talk to their friends and other people start coming too. We have a wonderful publicity lady, Celeste Cleary, that she does a fabulous job getting the word out about the Art Association and making our website look beautiful. And so I give her a lot of credit too.
Well, Celeste comes by it naturally. I know her mom, and she comes about that very naturally, and I would be surprised if she couldn't find a cause to get excited about. I know she has an interest in art. She's been on here several times. You got your spring show coming up.
Yes, we do, and we're real excited about it. It's our big event of the year.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to draw a lot of people. Are you doing some things differently this year? I've got more information than maybe I've had before, but I think you got a great judge coming in.
We do. We have a wonderful judge from Tulsa, Chris Westfall, and he will be our judge. He's also going to be having a class that we still have openings in.
Okay.
If people are interested.
What will he be teaching?
He does acrylics, but he also will teach in oil and acrylics. Mm-hmm. And his class is going to be on the Wednesday, April the 3rd and the 4th. And he's doing a representational acrylic workshop to improve your painting, and he's a fabulous teacher. And also you can do oils with that, and it's $210, and it's going to be for 2 days. So we hope to get some more people.
One of my longest time friends from high school days is an outstanding artist. We don't get a chance to get together too much because obviously he's a couple of states away. But I get to see his work when he posts it on Facebook. And those that have the talent and the interest and, I guess, the time to a certain extent, you can be pretty prolific when you have the time and start to turn those things out.
Chris is, he has a young family, but he tries to paint. That's his main occupation. And so he does as much as he can with the time that he has. And he is amazing. He does a lot of abstract art as well as representational art. And he's going to show people how to put some abstract elements in their representational paintings. It just gives paintings a little extra something when you're not trying to make it look like something all the time, when you're putting in just some extra things that are like an underpainting or just some bright colors in different places. So he's going to show people how to do that.
I was going to ask about that because I am not by any means, I have, when it comes to two-dimensional art, or for that matter, three-dimensional art, forget it. I'll take pictures, and that's as far as I'm going to go. But use a couple of terms that to me don't quite go in the same breath: abstract and representational. How do you mix the two? Maybe I'm not defining my terms well.
You know what? I don't do abstract myself, but he does it, and he even did a workshop in it, and he showed us, you know, what he does. He does have some things that he starts off with, like he knows where his center of interest is going to be, mm-hmm. where his brightest colors are going to be, where he's got the most movement, and he's got some elements well, that he uses. It's not just, I'm going to throw paint and see what happens. Mm-hmm. There are values and colors and, you know, just different ways to think when you're doing an abstract painting.
Yeah, well, so I mean, he seems to be using what I guess I would call the standard rules of composition. Certainly from a photographic standpoint, and so I would certainly, you know, what I know of two dimensional art, I would say, generally speaking, if you're going to apply rules, that the general, you know, rules of composition apply both ways.
And a lot of abstract art is selling nowadays too. People like that in their homes. They like to, you know, just have a bright color in their home instead of a landscape or mm-hmm. a portrait.
Yeah, okay. So, again, this is a judged show and open to artists around the area, I would guess. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, this will be our... Oh, on Saturday, which is March 30th, from 10 to 3, we will be receiving the art from the artist. And last year we had people from Oklahoma City, Broken Arrow, Tulsa, Caney, Coffeeville, I think, and all over.
Bahaska.
Yeah, Ponca City. So I was surprised that it wasn't just local artists. They were from all over. And of course, a lot of local artists, too, from Bartiswan, Tulsa.
I would think the space, because I think we mentioned that the show is in the Price Tower, so that probably would add to someone's interest in saying, oh,
absolutely.
I think I will enter to say at least I've had something that was shown.
Yeah, absolutely, Charlie. I think that is a big part of it, too. But we had about 150 entries last year, and we're expecting at least 150 this year, if not more, you know. So we're real excited about it, and it's this is my first year to really help Amy mm-hmm. with the show, and it's so organized. So we're hoping it runs like clockwork, like she's got it all planned out.
Well, since she has done that for a year or two, there's, you know, anytime you do an annual show, there's always lessons learned and, you know, things that you kind of talk about afterwards. You can say, you know, we could have done this better by doing whatever it is. And
absolutely.
If you get three or four years of history under your belt, chances are she's going to do it pretty close to
uh-huh.
perfect. You know?
Absolutely. I think she will. So we're excited.
Well, that's great. Are there different classes, different, is that he's looking at different things as for different entries?
Yes.
Novice artists, you know, that's everything.
Well, we have a lot of categories, and we want everyone to know that students, high school, mm-hmm. 9 through 12 grades, are free this year. They get to enter for free. Everyone else is paying an entry fee. They can have one or two pieces of art, and it's 15 if you're a member and 20 if you're a non-member. So you're going to bring that and your artwork on Saturday. And we also want to invite the public to the reception on Friday, April the 5th. It'll be a time when the judge gives out the awards, and there'll be refreshments, and it'll just be a great time to enjoy the art, see who won the awards, and see your friends. And it's something that we look forward to. It's like the highlight of the spring show for us, because everyone's there.
And because it is an event and you've got refreshments, I have a feeling the judge probably will be doing more than just announcing the name and displaying the art. My guess is he probably will have some comments about different pieces and his choices as to why he chose this one as number one as opposed to the other one that came in as number three.
Yes, we do expect him to give us insight on his choices. You know, that's something that a judge does.
Well, and I know that for the artist, or for that matter, any, you know, where you're creating something, yes, it's a review. It's one man's opinion. The next time you show it, a different judge may rank the same pieces, you know, five different ways. But any constructive criticism, showing both what they feel are the high points and maybe things that next time you do it you can improve on, is valuable to a judge, or to the artist.
And he will meet with our students.
Well, I think we're all students.
He's going to meet with the artist on Friday before the reception from 5 to 5:30. It's kind of where he'll kind of talk to the artist about what he's done and picked and why. And at 5:30, it'll be open to the public.
Okay.
So that'll be good for them to meet with him. I was going to just say, for as far as Chris Westfall, the BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org is our website, and when you look on that, you will see some of his paintings. We have all of our classes listed, but for Chris especially, you'll see, I think it's about three of his paintings, and they're absolutely beautiful. And I can see, like what Amy was saying, when you add the abstract in with the representational, it's really, really pretty. All his paintings are. So that's a good place to look at some of his work. He does have a website too. Chris Westfall does.
And I just want to make sure that I got it right, because I think you had a word in there that could be construed as the title of the website. Your website is BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org. Right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, yes. You had a "the" in there, and
yes.
I want to make sure that was, don't type "the" in there. If you get something, whatever it is, it'll be different.
Absolutely.
So BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org is the website. And again, the show coming this weekend, get those entries in. I believe you said on Saturday, right?
That's right. And we want everyone to know it's a show and a sale.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a lot of artwork that is for sale, and we want to encourage people to buy it for their homes and for their collections.
Will everything that comes to the show be up for sale, or is it the artist's choice to say, I'd like to sell this one, or no, I'm going to keep this one? Is that how the sale is going to work?
It is the artist's choice,
okay.
And they'll have a price on it, or else they'll have not for sale. Most are for sale.
That would be my expectation, but since we're talking about student art, sometimes they like to keep it. So.
Yes.
We are talking Art Association event this weekend, and again, Amy and Cheryl in with us for our Community Connection. We will continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, again, the Art Association show coming up this weekend. You have an art night coming up in roughly a month on April 23rd, and tell me a little bit about what's going on with your art night.
Okay, our special guest is Mary Beth Babcock, and she's a Bartlesville native.
Mm-hmm.
She is described as 10 pounds of oaky enthusiasm in a 5-pound bag. And she was named Oklahoman of the Year in 2011. She's not a traditional artist, but she's a big idea person, and she's got a business called Buck Adams Cosmic Curios on 66. It's a gift shop that specializes in Oklahoma souvenirs and things that would appeal to people interested in Route 66 in Oklahoma. And it's on April 23rd at 6:30 p.m., and the public is invited. And we'll have refreshments and a raffle, and it'll just be a great time to meet like-minded friends.
It sounds like a fun evening. And Route 66, I'm seeing a lot of things coming up about, you know, the route that's going to be going on this summer. So this will just kind of lead us into the mother load for probably, or the mother road rather, for the rest of the year. So it'll be good. You have a scholarship?
We do. The Art Association has a scholarship for students, for senior students. It's called the Virginia Neely Sweet Scholarship Award. And we will be giving visual art scholarships for Washington County high school seniors. So that would be the Dewey, Copan, Caney Valley, mm-hmm. and Bartlesville.
Okay.
And so we are hoping that these students that are in art classes in these schools will apply for the scholarship. There are some requirements, mm-hmm. and this is, I guess, Amy, on our, the art teachers will have this, and it's also on our website.
BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org.
That's correct.
Yes, we've sent it out to all the Washington County art teachers, and they are getting the word out to their students. So hopefully we'll have some good applicants for this.
Yes. So you and without running through all of the different entries formed, basically to get the information, it does require a letter of endorsement or recommendation from, I believe it's a teacher, but I don't remember for
sure. It can be a teacher or another adult that's a non-family mentor or friend, but not a family member.
Okay, yeah.
And we do require that they enter the show. So if these students can get a piece ready by Saturday. Hopefully their teachers have talked to about this. Again, it's free for students. Mm-hmm. Just come Saturday and we'll get you entered in the show. And we have great prizes too for our show. So that would be maybe an incentive too for some of the students.
No doubt. again, I'm going back to the show this weekend. Again, student art certainly encouraged if you want to enter, all the time, but if you want to enter for the scholarship, it's almost mandatory. So
it is, yes.
All medium, two-dimensional, three-dimensional, art, acrylic, charcoal, whatever you do.
Yes, anything that you can think of. It just needs to be original. It needs to be done in the last 2 years. So we've got a lot of oil painters, watercolor, acrylic, mixed media, dry media, which is graphite and colored pencil and pastel, sculpture, even like weaving, needlework, wood turning, photography, digital photography. So just a lot of different media is accepted. Just any kind of media is accepted. It does need to be original, though.
Okay. Membership in the Art Association. Let's talk about that real quickly.
Yes, to become a member, it's the best deal in town. It's $30 for a year to become a member for an individual, $40 a year for a family. So it is a wonderful, it's very cheap to enter and belong to the Art Association. Once you're a member, you'll be getting newsletters. Also, you'll get discounts like entering the art show. Instead of $20, it's $15.
And a free class.
And then you also get your free. We have 101 classes that are so great that are kind of beginning, some entry level for some people. We did have watercolor that was intermediate. But you get a free one when you sign up every year. So.
Sounds like a good reason. Yes. Go to the website for more information. That is BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org. Get your entry ready or be ready to go view the art show this weekend.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A very special dedication yesterday on the Broken Arrow Project.